first Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Haddix. This is a new segment I'm adding in between the normal shows that happen every other week. I've been getting a lot of feedback that folks would like to have the show happen more often, so within the bounds of my schedule, I'm going to try and slip in a quick 2 to 3 minute segment in between the normal, larger 20-minute shows. These are going to be small things, you know, little habits that will hopefully help keep you a little bit safer. So, our first quick tip is to talk with your hands. Now, for some people, this is normal and natural, but for a lot of folks, it isn't. In a potentially threatening situation, it's, you know, kind of common for men to drop their hands to their sides and puff their chests out to make themselves look larger. You know, it's kind of like a dog or a cat fluffing themselves up to make themselves look bigger. The thing is, dropping your hands to your sides and sticking your chest out reduces your reaction time if you need to block or counterattack. But what you don't want to do is drop into a fighting stance with clenched fists and start shouting commands. And for one, you have no idea if this stranger, this person walking up to you, what they want. It could be completely innocent. And two, you don't want to be the one to escalate the situation in a, you know, with a physically threatening posture or body language. So what you want to do is you want to talk with your hands. Now, talking with your hands gets your arms and hands up to your chest level. And it does this in a non-threatening, non-challenging manner. You know, then, with one foot slightly ahead of the other, you're in an imminent conflict stance or a modified fighting stance. So when a stranger approaches you, you can slip into a protective stance, hands up, body bladed, without alerting them to it and not escalating the situation. It's friendly and non-committal, and then if there's something does happen and you need to move quickly, your hands and legs and arms are already 80% of the way into a conflict stance, drastically increasing your reaction time. If you have a quick tip that you'd like to share with everyone, or a comment on the show, or if you'd just like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write us in. Write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Kevin MacLeod.